many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 7:37-39. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 7, verse 37 to 39. On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." By this he meant the Spirit whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not yet been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. My theme for reflection is rivers in the wilderness. Rivers in the wilderness, the Spirit for a thirsty world. There is something almost humorous about how seriously human beings take hydration these days. Everywhere you go, people carry impressive water bottles that look capable of surviving an expedition to the Arctic. Some bottles are so large you wonder whether the owner is preparing for a gym session or a 40-day journey through the Sinai wilderness. And yet, for all our concern about physical thirst, many people quietly carry a deeper thirst within them, a longing for peace, meaning, hope, belonging, and spiritual rest in a world that often leaves the soul exhausted. It is into that deep human longing that Jesus speaks in John 7:37-39. The setting is profoundly important. Jesus Christ stands in Jerusalem during the Feast of Tabernacles, one of the great festivals of Israel, a joyful celebration remembering God's provision for his people during their wilderness journey. Each day, priests carried water from the pool of Siloam and poured it at the temple altar while prayers were offered for rain and blessing. It was a dramatic reminder that God had once brought water from the rock in the wilderness and sustained his people when survival seemed impossible. Then, on the final and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stands and cries out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink." What astonishing words! Jesus does not merely offer advice, religion, or moral improvement. He offers himself as the source of living water. John explains that he is speaking about the Holy Spirit, the abiding presence of God given to believers after Christ's glorification through his death, resurrection, and ascension. The promise becomes even more powerful when we remember the imagery of water throughout Scripture. In Exodus, God provided water from the rock to sustain Israel physically in the wilderness. But now, in Christ, God provides living water that sustains the human spirit itself. Augustine captured this beautifully when he wrote, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." Much of modern life is an attempt to satisfy spiritual thirst with temporary substitutions. Success, entertainment, possessions, constant busyness, or even endless scrolling through social media at midnight while promising ourselves just one more video. Yet none of these things can finally satisfy the soul. And perhaps that is one of the great struggles of 21st century people. We live in a world overflowing with information, yet often starved of wisdom, hyper-connected digitally, yet deeply lonely emotionally. Many people appear outwardly successful, while inwardly dehydrated spiritually. Jesus' invitation remains remarkably contemporary: "Come to me and drink." What is even more striking is that Jesus says the living water does not simply stay within believers. Out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water. The Spirit transforms Christians into channels of grace for others. Faith is never meant to become a stagnant pool hidden away in private spirituality. The Spirit overflows outward through kindness, forgiveness, hospitality, courage, compassion, and faithful witness. This helps us understand Pentecost and the Christian life itself. The Holy Spirit is not merely an emotional experience reserved for extraordinary moments. The Spirit is God's continuing presence within ordinary believers, strengthening weary hearts, guiding confused minds, comforting grieving souls, and empowering the church to become life-giving in a thirsty world. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what am I currently turning to in order to satisfy the deeper thirsts of my soul? Number two, are the rivers flowing from my life bringing refreshment, hope, and grace to others? And now our practical exercise for the day. Intentionally spend time in quiet prayer and scripture reading without distraction, even 10 or 15 minutes. Then reach out to someone who may be emotionally or spiritually weary with a word of encouragement, a call, or an act of kindness. Let the living water flow outward. Lord Jesus Christ, living water for thirsty souls, we come to you aware of our weariness, our emptiness, and our longing for deeper life. Fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit, that we may not only receive your grace, but become channels of grace for others. Refresh our hearts, strengthen our faith, and teach us to live as people through whom your living water flows into a dry and thirsty world. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.